Having returned to Fielding and Platt, can you take me through the subsequent years, Ron? Did promotion come your way, for instance?
Yeah, sure. I went back and immediately onto the Mark and Ove team because we were guaranteed a job back, whatever happened when you did national service, irrespective of what happened in the meantime. So back onto the Mark and Ove table. And then we got married, obviously, but then within a few months, probably 6 months, I managed to get onto the inspection, into the inspection department, which meant a little bit more extra pay, I think about £1 a week or something like that difference. Became quite interested in inspection and did a fair amount of travelling, probably travelled the world, Canada, America. Russia. Oh, yeah, did Russia. Had a funny experience in Russia. I got locked up in a cell, in a prison cell. Didn't know it at the time, but what happened was that they put me in, booked me into a hotel, and I arrived at the hotel, and it was dreadful. Terrible room. It was dirty. It was damp. Not my cup of tea, so I decided to go and find somewhere. I found a hotel, and I moved in. No problem at all. It was quite all right until about 11, 11.30 at night, bang on the door. Police, armed police came, grabbed me by the neck and marched me off to the prison cell. I should have informed them that I was moving. You're not allowed to move. Well, in those days, you weren't communist. You weren't allowed to move around without authority. So I spent the night in the clink. And obviously, next morning, I rang Fielding immediately and asked them to send somebody out because I'd had enough. It didn't happen. I had to finish the job off. And, yeah, I did Canada. I did America, France, Belgium, Denmark. So I travelled the world free of charge, really, and got paid for it for doing it as well. So it was quite interesting. It was quite good. It was one way of seeing the world.
What kind of work did you do, Ron? Was this associated with building machines or making sure they were set up properly?
Well, mostly making sure that the individual items were correct as per our drawing requirements. And then eventually visit site to make sure that it had been erected correctly. And sometimes Fielding's people weren't involved in the erection and I had to check over other people's work. And that spent quite a considerable time doing those sort of things.